Live from the Virtuoso Travel Conference, Michael Patrick Shields, radio stations all across the state of Michigan and worldwide at mibigshow.com. And we've been taking you on a tour of the world here. We're going to go to London now with Philippe Brown, who is with Brown & Hudson. It's very nice to meet you, and welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. You have been talking about what a lot of people have been talking about here, and it's a struggle for parents everywhere. Yeah. If you don't mind asking about it, it's video games. Yeah. And you know, we all, you know, kids are staring at their phone all the time, they're playing video games and so forth, but you have taken a closer look at it, and it seems to me that you've examined it very carefully. What's your assessment?
The video industry is probably one of the greatest competitors that the travel industry has. The reason for this is really simple. It's video games are designed. Thousands, millions of dollars are spent creating virtual experiences that are perfection. They're designed to engage, entertain, amuse, challenge. They're designed to allow people to bring their friends in, to discover other people. And the whole experience you can have without leaving your bedroom. And so the point is that if travel is to thrive and survive, it needs to learn. The real world needs to learn from the virtual world, because kids are being told by their parents, hey, let's go on a great family holiday. But typically that model of how they've traveled on a holiday has kind of probably been the same for year on year on year, with mom doing this, dad doing that, and the kids acting a certain way. When they're in the virtual world, they're in a different world. And so the idea of going on yet another family with everyone playing the same dynamic just isn't exciting. So what we've done in creating the concept, The Great Game, is to work with parents to work out what their particular family challenge is, how they want their kids to grow, how they want their kids to develop. And then we take all the learnings from video games, the virtual world, if you like, and bring those into the real world. So there needs to be suspense. There needs to be engagement. There needs to be challenge. And the idea is that it's kind of like a 7 or 14-day escape room. But you're fully engaged. You're fully immersed. And you're alive because you want to win. You want to compete. And you want to move the game on. So what happens one day affects what your family will do the second day. Or for some families, their objective is simply, we want to get together at the end of each day and play a board game. So we devise a board game all about the family's needs and that place. So it's basically gamifying travel, which is slightly weird because it's such a wonderful world. But you know, we've been moved on by the video gaming industry.
That's a big admission. And what you're designed and what you're talking about sounds like what we used to call a scavenger hunt, maybe in the old days.
Yeah.
Or God forbid, the Hunger Games in the modern age.
That's exactly it. But this is the point. Travel advisors are amazing. But increasingly, we need to look outside of travel to make travel a more impactful, emotionally connecting tool, if you like. If we keep looking within travel, then we'll stay doing what we've always done. The interesting thing I find is that it was someone outside of travel who came up with the most revolutionary concept of recent years, Airbnb. And that kind of bugs me. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking outside. I'm looking to Silicon Valley, people who talk about longevity, the idea that beneath the skin you could be having implants that affect you in certain ways that could control your hormonal release even. And that's the sort of level we need to take travel to, because, ultimately it's an experiential thing. Travel is changing us, so we need to think increasingly about how experiences are designed, like the arc of a trip, just like an arc of a Hollywood film. But what we create needs to have a similar arc. And then similarly, we need to think, so when they go to that orphanage, what's happening to them? Well, it's going to be a release of oxytocin. And how's that going to affect them? How's that going to bring them together? How's that going to make them feel about the place? So we need to up our game in terms of what we think about. So psychology, hormone release, the arc of an experience, and plenty more. It can't be about, go somewhere, see some stuff, come home, and hope that, you've been changed.
You're frightening me.
But it's fun. It's great to make yourselves feel vulnerable. I mean, for me, one of the most interesting conversations is also AI. Because AI, that recently there was an experiment at University of Southern California. They created an AI therapist called Ellie. And people were more open with Ellie than they were to a human. And Ellie was able to give better diagnoses than a human because she was processing so much more data of
cases. As a therapist?
As an AI therapist. And part of the system was reading, the system measured people's facial reactions. So when AI gets into the realm of playing with emotions, then we need to be thinking very carefully about the value we're adding, the contribution we're making. And so just selling destinations and tickets and stuff is very low grade. The other example more recently is Pluribus, an AI, beat the world's best poker players. And poker isn't just a game of chance. It's also about emotion and reading people.
Bluffing and such.
And bluffing and all of that. And so when AI is teaching itself to become a better poker player or to be a better therapist, then what we do as travel advisors needs to evolve. We need to talk about psychology and hormones.
Gosh.
Get big.
I you know how the therapist always says, we're going to have to stop now. Yes, the computer, you could go all day long if you wanted to, probably.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I don't know about you, but some of the therapists I've met have been the most messed up people in the world. But we'll leave that aside in any case. I do think, from what you're saying, the video games are almost designed to be like the modern day, like the old cigarettes, where they're mm-hmm. addictive, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's if we could make what we do as addictive, that would be perfect. And it has in our case, because families who've taken the great game or worked with us to create a great game for them have said, from now on, that's the stickiest form of travel because it's fun and it's not hard work. So often, the hard work is mum does this, dad does this. It's, it's playful to be in a foreign place, but it's also hard work. You're alert, you're on. But the great game channels it into a concept that's deliberately playful. Impactful.
You can find it at brownandhudson.com. They're a virtuoso travel provider, travel expert, brownandhudson.com, to get your kids off the video game and put them on the great game. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Mention my name in London, if you would.
I certainly will, too.
Just don't tell them where I am.
Thank you.
As my old friend J.P. McCarthy used to say.